Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some high school football. 4A got underway last week with a handful of games. Now the rest of the state ready to join the fun. And Burns will be on the road to open up the season Friday at Wright. We've got first-year head coach Brad Morrison joining us here on the program. What's happening, man? How are things going?
Oh, things are going great, Keith. Happy to have me on. Thanks for you know, covering Burns and giving our kids a chance to get some exposure. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And I tell you what, it's I don't know how much of a whirlwind it's been for you since, you know, we talked when you were hired late last year to take over the program. But what has it been like from that time over the summer now, you know, through fall practices to get ready for the season?
Yeah, whirlwind's a good word for it. You know, just a lot going on the administrative side of being a head coach, you know, paperwork and everything like that, and organization and, you know, communication getting all set up there. But on the field's been pretty good. I feel pretty at home there. You know, our practices have been great. Our coaches have been really good. Kids have great effort and good attitude. So that's really helped it out a lot is when you get on the field, you know, that feels like home. And you know, it's fun to coach these guys.
I know when I talk to the 4A coaches here in Cheyenne, you know, they have summer routines, they have go to camps, things like that, and they get good participation. But I'm curious to know what it's like in Burns, you know, the smaller school. Do you get that same type of thing, or are the kids kind of on their own to kind of do stuff and get ready on their own because they do have so much more that they are doing?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult out here. You know, we have kids that drive quite a ways just to get to the school, but we had, you know, about 50% or better weight room attendance with our weight program, so that's not including kids that, you know, like you're saying, lift on their own or lift at home. So I thought that was a really big step for us. We're trying to get to that, you know, routine and provide opportunities for them to get better, and you know, it means a lot to be consistent for them when they're going out of their way, you know, driving, you know, 60 miles round trip to get to a weight room to come and sweat and work hard. You know, that's a big sacrifice for a 16, 17-year-old kid. So we're really proud of that, and that's definitely something, you know, that'll be smoother next year, you know, as I've been around for a while, learning how things work and just getting a routine. But I was really pleased with it.
You mentioned 50% in your weight room. So the other 50, you were over the other half or so. Do they check in? Do they, you know, are they just kind of like on the honor system to work out to put the commitment in, or is it just kind of up to them? And can you tell if they maybe have slacked off a little bit? Because it's tough. I know it's hard.
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, you can tell the kids who are here. I'm probably different in that I. Maybe I'm not different, but I definitely support things like baseball. Mm-hmm. The kids are doing this summer. We have a lot of kids that rodeo. You know, I support all that. You know, I think that stuff's important. That's, you know, that's something that these kids are going to do past high school. So I really try and support that while still, you know, trying to work with them. If they can be here at 5 a.m. instead of 6 a.m., we'll get them a spot and we'll be there. So really, we just got to be willing to, as a staff, to just give, you know, and meet those needs. And I think we do a good job of that.
What's the one thing that's different, and look, I don't have your resume in front of me right now, but how different is coaching at Burns than maybe some other places that you've coached? Or is it similar? I mean, do you see much change, difference?
I think it's a pretty unique place with just, you know, with the amount of distance, you know, kids travel to come to school. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, something you have to be mindful of. But yeah, that's different, but, you know, it's still a fight, I think, everywhere right now to get those guys into the weight room and make them buy into what that's going to give them. But I know that our kids that were there are really seeing the gains from that, and I think we'll see that on the field this year. We've already seen it on the field some. But I think that, like I said, kids that make the time to come in and make that sacrifice get a lot out of it.
It's hard for me to imagine. Look, I know for football, you guys are class 2A, but for all the other sports like, you know, basketball and volleyball and that kind of stuff, Burns moved up to class 3A. That's hard for me to imagine that's the case. But what do you think? And I know you're there for football to be head coach, but what's been kind of the talk about, you know, moving up a classification in some of the other sports that Burns participates in?
You know, I think collectively they've embraced it as a challenge. You know, in our preseason coaches meetings and talking to kids, I think they're up for it. You know, they understand, you know, it's going to be different teams, but at the end of the day, we're pretty focused on us. And mm-hmm. I think if you stay focused on how well you play and how well you do your jobs and show up and work hard, you know, with consistency, then results will take care of itself, you know, no matter who you're playing with. You know, you can't control who you're playing. Mm-hmm. But I think we've collectively focused on what we can control and taking care of that every step of the way.
What are the Burns Bronx going to be about this season, Brad, in your opinion? What have you seen from these young men and as they get ready to start the season Friday night?
I think our biggest strength is how hard we play. That was one big takeaway from film, from this last scrimmage, the zero-week scrimmage, was that, man, we flew around. We played really hard. It wasn't always the right direction, but if we missed, we were going 100 miles an hour. And that's all you can hope for, because we can get you going the right direction. Offensively, you know, I think we'll be pretty balanced. We've got some good threats, you know, outside in the slot, a tight end, and then we have a couple good backs that we like to get the ball to. I mean, you have to run the ball in 2A football, and we will. We'll be good at that. And yeah, I like how our offense sets up. And, of course, you know, we've got a young but pretty talented offensive line that I like. On defense, you know, we're pretty aggressive. We kind of let the kids fly around and try and get as many hats to the ball as we can.
Where were you guys at for your scrimmage? Because I was looking on Wild Preps and I didn't see on the schedule. Did you just scrimmage against yourselves or did you go somewhere?
We rolled up the road to Yoder. Okay. Southeast, they had Torrington, Wheatland, Southeast, Lusk, and us there. And that was a good chance to see a bunch of different looks and, you know, see our base stuff against, you know, a 5-2 or a 4-4, you know, all kinds of different looks, and that was great for us.
How important is it to get those scrimmages in before the season starts to get the kids a little taste of what's going on without, you know, beating them up too bad because and not playing a full game?
Right, yeah, those are our goals. We're to see our different, you know, schemes against different looks and then get a bunch of kids, a bunch of reps, and stay healthy, and we accomplished all three of those. I was really happy with it. And to your point, I think every coach kind of wonders, you know, what it's going to be like when you play against somebody else. And, you know, you're kind of cautiously optimistic or you're nervous, but we were pretty happy, you know, collectively about how that went.
It's ultimately going to be different, though, because, listen, these kids are smart. They know the difference between, you know, putting the pads on for a scrimmage and then going up to Wright Friday night and playing for real. So it's still probably going to be a little bit different. I'm guessing, you know, there will be some nerves. It's just the way it is until, you know, you get that first hit, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'll probably be the most nervous one. you know, first game as a head coach, you just want to make sure you got all your T's crossed and your I's dotted. And I have a good staff that helps me take care of that and good support here at the high school. And, I think, you want to talk up a scrimmage like a normal game, but you know, kids know it's a little different, and they know that Friday night's kind of a different, special deal. So that's a good thing. I think that you know, you can call it nerves, but, you know, you can call it energy, too. It's a lot of potential energy, you know, that builds up. You know, those moments before a game, you're just goosebumps, and you're ready to go, and you just want the game to start already. And, while I'm talking about it, I'm kind of getting it. But, yeah, just I think we're pretty pumped up. I think we feel good, and we're pretty healthy, so.
Have you acclimated yourself to the southeastern part of the state?
Pretty well. I know a few people here from, you know, clinics and connections and different things like that, and they've been pretty great to me. It's good to meet new coaches and people I've admired from across the state.
Talking to Brad Morrison here in the Sports Zone. What about this Wright football team? I know it's difficult to, you know, with the first game and all that, but how do you go about kind of game planning against them? Do you use your staff that maybe has been here some? I mean, how do you go about game planning them when I still get that it's still about you guys, but you still have an opponent in front of you?
Oh yeah, we're getting everything that we can on them. You know, trying to get a look about personnel is the big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, scheme will be different from week to week, but understanding who threats are is a big thing. I know that Coach Urati's kid plays quarterback, and he's a very talented athlete, and so we're certainly aware of him. And as we go into practice this week, that'll be a big part of what we try to do defensively. And then I think we have a pretty good idea of what, you know, how they're going to line up some on defense and where we're going to be able to attack them. But you're right, that's always hard week one, wondering what you're going to get, and you certainly want to be as prepared as you possibly can.
Good stuff. Hey, Brad, thank you so much for the time. Safe travels to Wright, and we'll keep tabs on the Bronx this year. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, Keith. Go Bronx.